Spark, summer 1956, Long Branch, New Jersey. I started life in a glass box. I lay alone, barely breathing. Eyelids thin, light stabbing, body on fire, nerves raw. Beeps piercing my tiny ears. I couldn't swallow. I couldn't suck. Tubes down my nose, wires on my skin. Where was she? The heartbeat that had answered my own. That soft, slippery chest pressed to mine. For 7 months, I'd held my twin in my arms. Even when we had no arms, I held her. She was always smaller, even when we were just a thought, a zygote, an embryo. She grew beside me, quarter ounce by quarter ounce, her pulse the echo of my own. Weeks went by, then months. She floating in the safety of my embrace, until the walls of our watery home began to squeeze. Our mother was 28 years old. She'd already had 2 late-term miscarriages. Now she thought she was losing another baby. She had no idea that we were 2. Moments after my birth, a nurse placed me on the scale. 2 pounds, 12 ounces. A scrawny chicken. As they rushed me to the neonatal intensive care unit, the doctor said,
"Hold on, Mrs. Davis, there's another one coming."
That's how she learned about my sister. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, the 2 of us, identical. My twin lived 24 hours. I never held her again. The rabbi advised,
"Don't build a monument to someone who never existed."
So my secret sister never had a memorial, a funeral, or a grave. But Mom insisted on giving her a name, Vicky. For 6 weeks after my birth, no one was allowed to hold me, and I touched no one. Doctors didn't believe in holding preemies in 1956. I spent the next 6 weeks in a hard glass box, an isolette, the perfect name for my healing prison. It isolated me from the broad expanse of my father's chest, my brother Paul's laughter, my mother's eager arms. Nurses wearing rubber gloves reached in to adjust my tubes, check my wires, change my tiny diaper. The whoosh of machines, the tick-tock of the clock, a pale shadow of the heartbeat that had sustained me, the one that I had sustained. The nurses took notes on hard brown clipboards and moved on to the next tiny baby. They did what they could and left me alone. Babies my size weren't supposed to survive. If I made it, the doctor said, I'd probably be blind. If I made it, I'd be strong. A survivor. My whole life rolled out from that beginning. When I think back now, here's how I imagine it. A newborn, tiny, weak, and in pain. My twin had died, and I could have followed her. Perhaps part of me wanted to just let go and disappear. But then I felt her, Temmie Davis, the woman standing outside my clear glass box, pulling me to her, willing me to live.
"My baby. Oh, my baby. Let me hold you in my arms."
Beaming her life force through those hard walls.
"Stay with me, darling. Please be my baby."
She pulled me into her blazing, broken heart and claimed me as her daughter.
"Stay with me. Whatever you do, don't ever leave."
And so I said yes to life. Yes to my mother. I had no idea just how much of a challenge that was going to be.